This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The trio is getting you ready for Monday. They are resting, making sure they got a great, great show for you on Monday. Of course, I'm talking about Raheemy Harrison Grody. And we're the subs today. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, and you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino. We are going to tell you right now why it doesn't matter who the Bears play in the playoffs. Don't be fooled by not wanting to play Green Bay three times, by thinking the Niners are going to drop another 40 bomb on your head, or that the Rams and Matthew Stafford could just wipe you out of the playoffs. No, Kate Constable is going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you a couple. And we want to hear from you as well. 312-644-6767. And you know who I want to talk to, Sean? Sean Sears producing today. I want to talk to the biggest meatball. I'm talking about sauced up meatball on a holiday meatball that wants to tell me why the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl. You look concerned.
I am a little concerned.
You don't like a sauced up meatball?
No, I like anything okay. Right now, Kate.
Fair. You're pregnant, Kate Constable, in the building. All right, so tell me, Kate, why you are so confident that the Bears, it doesn't matter who they play in the playoffs.
Well, I think we should be confident in what we've seen throughout the course of the season. You have 11 wins. I think anyone should be confident going into the postseason, 11, potentially 12 here. But, I mean, also matchup-wise, like, the Packers, they're not a good football team right now.
Love that. Say it louder for the people in Milwaukee.
The Packers are not a good football team right now. You want to play the least accomplished team going into the playoffs. And if the Bears can win on Sunday, it's looking like they're going to play the Packers. Their pass defense, dead last right now.
Wow.
You can throw all over them. The Seahawks, you could play them, depending on what shakes out between their game this weekend. So the options are either playing the Rams, the Seahawks, if we fall to the 3 seed, or obviously the Packers, if we're the 2 seed. Sam Darnold can be a problem sometimes. Now, Sam Darnold's turnover issues come when he is pressured more so, and we did just get done talking about the Bears and their pressure rate not all that great. They can't get a ton of pressure
on the quarterback.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah. You get to him once or twice, and he's a quarterback that has shown in those big time moments. And he's had a great season. Like, he has. You have to give him a lot of credit. But think about the playoffs last year. Think about that Week 18 game last year, Vikings, when he was on the Vikings against the Lions, against the Rams this year. Kind of crumbled in those big time spots. So that's a red flag for me, somewhat, on the Seahawks. And then the Rams, I mean, that team, it's harder to find reasons to be a little bit more scared. They have the experience with the quarterback and Stafford and McVay. It would just be, you know, And this feels like such a lazy take, Gabe, but like a West Coast team coming to Chicago in middle of January.
Scientifically proven to affect them.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, there we go. I mean, Stafford having played in the division for so long, I think he is fine. But talk about the other players on that team. There's a whole lot more on the field. Some of those defensive players maybe don't enjoy the cold quite as much, don't like getting hit or hitting quite as much.
Yeah, I think
those types of things.
Rams defense certainly centered around finesse, right? They're a physical bunch, but you know they're you know those kinds of players. And I think the Bears handle speed up front well. I think Caleb, obviously, you know, doesn't get sacked much, is very mobile and can, you know, that gets frustrating to defensive lines when they're chasing people. Ask Micah Parsons. He said he hated the fact that he couldn't get a sack on Caleb Williams when they played him. The Rams, I think they rely heavily on their stars, whereas mm-hmm. the Bears are a little more balanced attack. I think that's something that you can lean into them. I think the Niners, they already proven that they could score with them, right? So it's just a matter, now that you've seen some stuff on tape, just kind of cleaning some things up. They're elite, that we do know. But when they lose, it's almost always turnover driven, and that's what the Bears do exceptionally well. The Eagles, that's the team I'm the most worried about in the NFC. Just because, you know, they strike me as a team that they don't put as much weight on the regular season, so they didn't necessarily care that they lost to the Bears. That wasn't something that's not lingering and stinging in the background. So I would hate, and then they have the championship pedigree, so that'll be tough. In terms of the game this weekend against the Lions, Dan Campbell just came out and said, Penei Sewell did not practice today, and as for playing Sunday, quote, I don't feel great about that right now. That's from X. They just put out the video.
I mean, that's a big piece.
Yeah, Penei Sewell not being there. You want to increase your pressure rate on opposing teams? Take out one of their best offensive linemen, and that'll do it. But the Green Bay Packers could be out there as well, Kate. And there's some people that feel like they welcome a third meeting with the Green Bay Packers because they would love. I want to remind people, if I'm not mistaken, Sean Sears producing, correct me on this, when the Bears beat the Packers for the last game of the season, that was in 2025, right? That was
correct,
because we kept saying the Bears are undefeated against the Packers in 2020. So the Bears have already faced the Packers three times in 2025.
That's right.
And the Bears are 2-1 against the Packers in 2025 already. So this would be a fourth meeting for them in 2025, that's out there. But certain people feel good about it. Certain people are weary about it. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go to Mike, listening on the Odyssey app in Florida. Mike, you got some thoughts about the Bears facing Green Bay. Are you confident in that, or are you a little worried?
No, I'm very confident. I'm very confident because, like you just said, and it's what my thoughts are, is that they played them. Everybody's worried about them playing them three times this season. They played them three times this year already, and they won two of those. So, and I think that game last January is what really made Caleb start feeling that it's confidence level. And all he needed was a coach, and now he's got one. And I tell you what, they're going to kick butt tomorrow.
Oh,
no two ways about it.
Maybe Sunday, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. A couple days from now, but Sunday, tomorrow, it's all the same.
They want to kick some butt tomorrow, too.
It's all good, bro. I have no problem with that. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harris and Grody here on 670 The Score. Let's go to Lewis out in Hyde Park. Lewis, we're trying to say that it doesn't matter who the Bears play. Do you agree with that statement, especially how the defense is playing?
Well, I originally called in based on your previous question when you was like, what's your thoughts on the defense?
Okay.
This defense is the worst defense in Bears history, my opinion, because they can't stop squat. If you compare this defense to last year in the red zone, the Bears defense last year had a 44% defensive efficiency, meaning they only gave up a touchdown or scoring 44% of the times. This year, 60%. When teams get in the red zone against the Bears, they score 60% of the time. That's whether at home or on the road. So I'm not confident about that defense. It is horrendous from top to bottom, man.
Okay,
I'm worried.
Go ahead, Lewis.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
Oh, no. I was going to give you some Bears defenses that were really bad. That's what I was going to do. 2014, Mark Trestman. Bears were giving up 30 points a game. They gave up 50 points twice. They allowed 21 points in 13 games. The 2013 Bears, same duo, Trestman and Tucker, 29.9, 31 passing touchdowns allowed. There's been some bad defenses.
There's been some very bad defenses. Yeah. I don't think you can
about the worst ever.
Say that this is the worst ever. I would agree.
I'm here for it, though. I'm here for it. Thanks for the call, Lewis, by the way. It's a bad defense, right? In terms of expectations, money spent on the defensive line, on the defense as a whole, not just the line, right? They've given money to Jalen Johnson. They've given money to Kyler Gordon, to Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards. These are guys that they've given money to that are still playing, you know? And then when you're looking at the defensive line, right, the dollars went to Dio Dangbo, Grady Jarrett. We know that it's an expensive defense that isn't producing to the level that we want them to produce to. And I think that's what makes it stand out even more, Kate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes. I lost my train of thought right as you said that, Gabe.
The good thing is this, that I have three kids and I also know what happens when I talk to my wife and she'll be like, huh? Like, you were staring right at me.
I was staring at you.
No.
I just received a text that said, Rome is officially questionable for Sunday.
Okay.
And so that was going through my mind, but I didn't want to bring that up until I confirmed it via the actual Chicago Bears putting that out.
We like soft text messages that come
soft
in.
Soft launch on Rome potentially playing.
And we could say that later.
But I think we probably saw that coming, that maybe he had a questionable tag.
I mean, listen, we talked about this earlier. I would like and prefer if Rome Odunze was on the field prior to the beginning of the playoffs. Like, give me some game where everybody's in the mix. I don't know if there's been a game this year where the Bears have been completely healthy, right? Because if you're thinking about the beginning of the year, Kyler Gordon's out. Jalen Johnson gets out after that. There's Tremaine. There's TJ. Mm-hmm. DJ misses a game. Rome's out. Colston missed the game. I mean, there hasn't been a game, I'm almost positive, where this entire 22 that was supposed to be the starters have played a game together.
I don't think they have.
This is good. Sean?
I don't think I have. No, even offensive line issues too. Benedet had to go out and then he had to play whoever was behind him, Trapillo, eventually when he became the starter. So, I mean, there's been changes all over. But I don't think they've had a single game where the slate of 22 have been there.
That's why Kevin Fishman, when he says something like, it wouldn't surprise him if the Bears pulled off a perfect game in the playoffs to just advance a round. Because they've yet to play that, even without a full team.
They've been very sporadic in what unit decides to... not necessarily decides to show up for the day, but just is able to have some sort of success week in and week out.
Yeah. And the Bears, you know, I think we all want them to win on Sunday just to solidify the 2 seed. You don't want the 2 seed to be handed to you, and then you lose to the Lions and the North has been handed to you.
Uh-huh.
You know, it starts to feel that way. And then all the doubts that Bears fans have. I mean, again, Kevin Fishbane said it the best. If they lost on Sunday, I don't think it would be shocking. Not this Sunday. I'm talking about the first week of the playoffs.
No.
It wouldn't be shocking. You'd be sad. You'd be down and out. But it wouldn't be shocking. And equally as lackluster, like, you wouldn't be shocked if the Bears made the Super Bowl because you can envision a stretch of games where the Bears just bore you to death and win at the very end.
Bore you to death, win at the end, Gabe. I mean, those are the exciting games. Well, it would be nice to not have those games in the playoff and just
boring,
win.
You want a boring game.
And just win convincingly.
I remember saying that in 06 when the Bears were in the Super Bowl after Devin Hester scored the touchdown and the kickoff. And I just thought to myself, I that was enough excitement for me. Yeah. Can the rest of the game just be boring? But, I would love a snooze fest, but that didn't happen. All right. Let's see. When we come back, we are going to get an opportunity to continue this thing because we got another segment before we hand it over to Judson Richards and Anthony Heron. But I do want to remind you guys that in the midst of all the games leading up to the playoffs and the college football playoffs happening out there, there's another big game happening on Monday. The Illinois State Redbirds will play for the FCS National Championship for just the second time in program history. Was the first time when Grody was playing quarterback for them? Maybe not. When they take on Montana State, you can join the Score and Mark Grody at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst for an official ISU watch party starting at 6 p.m. to cheer on the Redbirds. Again, that's happening Monday at 93 Octane Brewery in Elmhurst. Make sure that
Did Grody really play quarterback for ISU?
No, he's in the Hall of Fame at ISU, though. He's just there because he's Grody and he's amazing. Is there another reason? He didn't play sports for...
No. He's just attended.
Grad?
Did he play badminton at ISU?
I think club badminton. That's
pretty cool. That's actually cooler than playing quarterback.
I don't know.
Former clarinet player Mark Grody. Yeah, he's a man of many talents.
Damn. See, at least I was being funny. You were being for real. You're dropping real facts on Mark Grody there.
I made the mistake of assuming that the clarinet was a stepping like instrument to the saxophone, and Mark gave me probably a 10-minute conversation about how wrong I was.
Grody is going to be mad at us for doing this right as we're doing it.
Tell Dave we say hi, Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.